If you are going away,
remember to take 702 and Cape Talk with you.
Download the 702 and Cape Talk app.
As mentioned, it was around March of this year when the president announced lockdown, where a group of communicators, designers, people who volunteered forming part of COVID Comms SA to assist government in reinforcing messaging around COVID-19. And we do know at the time, a large part of the focus by government was on lockdown regulations, but there was a need for other forms of communication to assist and spread the word. And one of the people who are part of that team, COVID Comms SA, is Chris Vick, who is convener of COVID Comms, joining us now on the line. Chris, it's been a long 9 months, man. Are you still at it? Good afternoon.
You mean since we spoke or since the lockdown?
Since the lockdown.
It has, I'm sure. It has, and a lot has happened. Hey, I mean, I think that maybe we relaxed a little bit when the figures started to come down, but we're now really in the teeth of the second wave.
Mm. For just before we speak about your latest campaign as COVID Comms, if we talk about the work that you have done thus far, for people who do not know of what you have done, haven't kept track of what you have done. I mean, it started, as I mentioned, in March, where a group of people coming together to say, we need to help.
It did. I mean, it was, and we got an amazing response. I mean, we had about 170 people come on board initially. It shrunk a bit. I think a lot of people were out of work at the beginning of the lockdown and had capacity. So we're now down to a core group of about 25 or 30 people. And the bulk of the work is translation, because there's very, very little information available in local languages.
Mm.
So our team is really focused on taking the very basic public health messaging: wash your hands, wear a face mask, keep your distance, and download government's COVID-19 app. And we're packaging that into what we call infographics, which are then spread through social media. There's a lot of very active WhatsApp groups that are using our messaging, and as much as possible using vernacular, just to try and make sure that we reach as many people as possible with those very fundamental messages.
Mm. So does the work that you're doing, the work that government is doing, and I've been part of another group of people who've also been driving this messaging, Chris, but it seems, at least if one looks at either the rate of infections or how people are behaving, that somehow the message is not trickling down, or is it a case of South Africans don't care? And if that's the case, what more in terms of messaging should we be doing, or can we do, to change the behavior?
Well, I think we need to find the triggers for behavioral change. And in South Africa, that's a very challenging task. Sorry, if you think about the way people drive in this country, if you think of the way we treat each other as human beings, we already have a... there's a very strong element of recklessness, and I think particularly among young people, a sense that, well, I'm going to live as long as I live, and I'll just have a nice time doing it. So one of the major challenges we've faced is to find ways that you can trigger that internalization of responsibility. Because although it's mass communication, it's very much aimed at individual behavior change. And that's very difficult when you're also exposed to a so-called rapper like AKA saying it's not, there's no science behind this stuff, when it's much more fun to sit in a tavern than it is to stay at home with your family. So it's very, very difficult. I mean, we have a WhatsApp group where we debate ideas. Sometimes we're up till 11:30 at night. We're up again at 5 in the morning. And what we've realized is there's no silver bullet. There's no sort of one-size-fits-all approach to this thing. It's going to take individual, every single South African taking responsibility for their own conduct. So the most we can do is provide the basic information in a way that hopefully makes people think, which is why we've gone for shock tactics with the summer campaign of ours. Because talking nicely isn't working, bro. I mean, it's very obvious. You can talk nicely to people about not drinking late at night, about not sitting in crowded rooms, but they're still doing it. And I think that's the biggest challenge we face right now, is to get people to adopt as individuals the responsibility for their own conduct. Because even if you contract COVID-19 and you survive, there's a possibility that you've infected your grandmother, your child, your sister. It's that internalization that I think is missing with a lot of people right now. And you can see it, the footage of kids partying alongside the road, blocking tunnels. It's almost a kind of nihilism. We haven't found a solution. I don't think anybody has. But increasingly, we're thinking we've got to just put our heads together with other civil society groups, with government, churches, traditional leaders, musicians who believe in science, political parties. Yeah. The other thing that strikes me, Koketso, the ANC has put out something calling on its members to be more active and more responsible. We need that across the board. I mean, I think political parties need to put aside their differences, recognize the leadership role that they still have in society. And maybe it's a joint statement from all political parties. Maybe it's a joint statement from all faith-based organizations. But ultimately, it's going to come back to parents telling their kids to behave. It's about young people telling each other to behave. It's about older people in shopping malls telling each other, wear a face mask, keep your distance. We've all got to become individual messengers for this to get across.
You know, that's a very interesting point that you make, and it's something that I never really thought about, and maybe I haven't seen it, right? Just talking about the role of political parties, during election time, and we're not saying they must go door to door, but at least be on the streets, social distancing, spread the word. What are these political parties, all of them, doing in spreading the word besides tweeting and critiquing whatever regulations that Cyril Ramaphosa announces?
Well, I think part of the challenge is the politicization of COVID-19, that in a way, and the PPE tenders didn't help, right? So we had political arguments around who was getting tenders and why. I think it's time to kind of bury the differences. And door-to-door work is difficult and dangerous. I think that the political parties and the other influencers, the proper influencers, need to use their platforms to get these messages across. A personal message from Julius Malema to say, wear a face mask, keep your distance, wash your hands. The same from whoever's running the DA, the same with the other political parties, the same with the ANC, because there is still support, there is still credibility in what these political leaders say, and they need to use that credibility to get the message across.
Yeah, most definitely. Talking about your campaign, Chris, with about a minute and a half to go, just for those who go and check out at @COVIDComsSA on Twitter, the pinned tweet, very, very important to just check that out. Planning some big parties these holidays, then you better plan for some funerals too. These the shock tactics that you're talking about?
Well, there are more. I mean, we've got images of tombstones on the beach. You know, we're saying to people, in the same way that the president is saying, don't make this your last summer, or don't make it the last summer for your loved ones. And it's interesting. I was cautious. You know, we spoke a lot about how far you can push the boat out on an issue like this. But the response from young people in particular has been really encouraging. It feels like shock tactics might work. But as I said at the beginning, I don't think there's a silver bullet. It's going to take a huge effort from society to get this internalization of personal responsibility for yourself, your space, the people you come in contact with. And you've got to make conscious decisions about where you go and how you behave when you go to those particular places. And hopefully those images of graves on the beach, those images of coffins that we've got on our website, covidcoms.org.za, are going to make a contribution, even if it's small, to people thinking twice before they do something that is going to cause harm to themselves or someone else.
Is the president, or can the president say anything, do anything, whether tonight or later on in the week, if it does happen, that will make a difference?
I'm sure he can. I mean, I think this is a combination of encouragement and enforcement, right? And if there are steps that can be taken to stop people gathering at taverns and restaurants and spreading COVID-19, fantastic. But there's also got to be encouragement. We've got to have messages that motivate people. I mean, I don't want to talk about the Mampara thing, right? Because I think that's the wrong way to do it. I think we need to be encouraging people to do the right thing, not necessarily focusing on people doing the wrong thing. We need to focus on what correct behavior and conduct is. That's the kind of messaging we need from the president, but we've got to have that message taken up by as many people as possible. You cannot expect one person, no matter how smart, no matter how well informed, to change the attitudes of 50 million people. We all have to play a role in that.
Most definitely. We appreciate your time, appreciate the work that you are doing as part of that team of volunteers, Chris Vick, the spin doctor, and part of the COVID comms group of people that are reinforcing messaging around COVID-19 at COVID comms SA. You can find them on Twitter and access all those different images and campaigns and designs and what they're doing to try and spread the word. It is 5 o'clock.